Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to get to. I definitely want to hear your phone calls on Pete Buttigieg going to Austin. Just lying his ass off about migration. Stops for applause lines, just says the company line, and says the most ridiculous things about how DeSantis was in Congress and did nothing about immigration and immigration reform. But look, the left keeps saying you need immigration reform as if there's something wrong with our immigration system. There's not. The immigration system, when the laws are applied and enforced, works. Trump proved that. Trump did not change any laws. There were no laws that went through Congress that he signed. He simply did what the law said he should and could do. And it worked. And Buttigieg is just lying his ass off. And it's nothing new, because this is what this guy does. Pete Buttigieg would not have been reelected in South Bend, Indiana, as the mayor. Somehow he's in the administration as the transportation secretary, who ignored the supply chain crisis that we had when he was the one who was supposed to be in charge of fixing it as the transportation secretary. But he's busy being on paternity leave because he and his husband went and adopted a couple of kids. I mean, yeah, sure, take paternity leave, whatever is available to you, bond with the kids, except when there's a supply chain crisis that you can help solve. And then he keeps on telling us to go and buy an EV. And this is good. They're going to force people off of gasoline to go buy an EV, which on average costs $67,000. And people just sit there and allow it. We sit there and allow because we're afraid to say, oh, what are you, homophobic? No, I'm not afraid of the fact that he's gay. And whatever he does in his bedroom is up to him. Whoever he marries is up to him. I don't care. That's not the issue. The issue is he's horrible at the job. And people allow him to sit there and lie. I don't know who the doofus was that was questioning him. But as he's giving the answer, the guy's like applauding him. Like shaking his head. Oh, yeah, I got that one right. When nothing he said was true. To the point where I want to play it one more time. Then we're going to take some phone calls on this. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com.
Obviously, there are issues with the border, with migration. But these are the kinds of stunts you see from people who don't have a solution.
That's a lie, but it's an applause line, and he'll wait for them to stop applauding.
Where have these... Governor DeSantis was in Congress. Where was he when they were debating immigration reform?
If they were debating immigration reform, they were trying to make it even easier to get in because there's no reason for immigration reform.
What have any of these people done to be part of the solution? So, you know, I get if you're after attention. It's one thing to call attention to a problem when you have a course of action, as some of the folks here speaking up about an issue exercising their First Amendment rights have done, or in elected office. It's another to just call attention to a problem because the problem is actually more useful to you than the solution, and that helps you call attention to yourself.
Untrue. DeSantis doesn't need illegal immigration to win. He is dominating when it comes to being a governor of a great state. He doesn't need, he is highlighting the hypocrisy of Pete Buttigieg and people like him. That's why this is happening. But again, when you're surrounded by a bunch of people who agree with you and you pause and you stop and you act, it's going to make the left on Twitter acted like this guy should be the next president.
And that's what's going on. And the problem, of course, it's one thing if that was just people being obnoxious, but human beings are being impacted by that. You flee a communist regime in Venezuela, you come here, and then somebody tricks you. Somebody using Florida taxpayer money for some reason tricks you into going from Texas to Massachusetts. It's not just ineffectual. It is hurting people in order to get attention.
You know, people that are hurt on the border, he doesn't care about you. Biden doesn't care about you if you want legal immigration. If your cities are being overrun by people that are coming from far and wide, Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they don't care about you. You are not a person they care about. They care about the person who might have been let out of prison in Venezuela that made his way here. That's who they're concerned about. And they want us to believe that it somehow was a bad thing that these people were sent to Martha's Vineyard. Again, Martha's Vineyard must be a horrible place. I got to tell you something. Must be a horrible place. Kind of crazy. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. AJ.
Big time Motown, Joe Pags.
Talk to me, brother.
Hey, for a Monday, I'm going to ramble. This idiot, Pete the Duda Judge. I'm going to call him a Duda Judge.
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm going to call him. A Duda Judge.
Okay, go ahead.
A Duda Judge. Motown. Evidently, we need to reform all these dirty rats out of that White House and that wherever the Democrats said we need to reform them out. Because Motown, evidently they haven't looked at the border is messed. But since they started Afghanistan, the whole world is a mess. If you looked over in Italy, Iran, everybody, they see we got a weak knucklehead in there. This didn't happen under Trump. But the Republican Party, like I always said, we get Trump next after the 2022. But this got to go down. Crime. We got to talk about how the jobs are being affected. We got to talk about the stock market. Have you seen that stock market, Motown? It's a mess. It's a dirty mess. And it's a lying stock market. That stock market ain't a working man's stock market, Motown. I'm rambling on a Monday. And then you got these transgenders in school. These parents, who are they? Letting their kids touch the genitals of these transgenders. It's unbelievable what we watching. And then them goats that's clapping for him, they must be on, I don't know what planet they on. They can't be in America after they seeing what the last 2 years been, that these idiot, no good, treasonous, dirty rat Democrats, yeah, I've said it, they destroyed our country, Motown. And it's getting worse by, I said worse, by the moment. It's unbelievable what we watch in Motown. But you know what? People, get out and let's vote these rats out. That's all we need to do. We got 6 weeks, Motown.
1,000%.
And watch all the lies. Watch all the lies. Watch the cheat. Watch what's going on. I hope all the ones that's running keep an eye on the poll, the ballots and everything. Get some people out there to keep it up. Watch out for it. Because they evidently, you notice the Democrats ain't really pushing nothing because they know the cheat is in and they figure they're going to win. Because this is unbelievable. And it's Motown, I thought in our years we never thought we'd see America like this. But that's okay, Motown. God don't like ugly. And doggone it, we're going to fix it so we can get this country back again.
AJ, I think you and I have talked about this before. Sometimes you got to hit rock bottom before you can come back stronger than ever. And we are now seeing America. Well, he did, but it wasn't as Obama was better at hiding what he was doing to take this country down. Biden and his surrounders, his handlers, they came in and said, screw it. We're just going to do everything we could possibly do in the first 2 years because we're going to lose the House and the Senate. But we need to make it to where we can make this country what we want it to be. People are hitting rock bottom on the left, in the middle, and on the right. And it should be some bloodshed on election day. And by that, I mean figuratively, not really bloodshed. But there should be a huge wave coming into the House and Senate. And if it doesn't happen, AJ, I'm going to have some real questions for the Republicans and for those that are running elections.
And right quick, Motown. And definitely, we got to make sure that everybody know what's going on, because nobody knowing what's going on around the world. But Motown, back to it. And hey, Motown, I got to say hi to Carrie.
Dude, what are you doing?
Hey, you can't Rickroll AJ.
AJ got Rickrolled. AJ got that ass Rickrolled. That's what happened. You don't do that.
That was awesome.
That's the second time in, I think, 18 years that I Rickrolled AJ.
I know. You should feel really bad about that.
I don't feel bad about it. He knew what the hell he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing.
That was good.
Darn it. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Let me go to Eric in San Antonio. Eric, what's going on? Hi.
How you doing, Joe?
Living the dream, man. What's up?
I do have to disagree with you. I agreed with what Buttigieg said.
How so?
I think the Republicans don't have a policy on immigration. Their only two options are cruelty or owning the libs. And Ron DeSantis combined both with his Martha's Vineyard stunt. Republicans don't have a policy on immigration. Trump didn't fix the problem. Immigration stayed the same for 3 years before COVID. Trump didn't fix anything.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure that you're done. Eric, how long have you been in the country? Welcome to America. Good to have you call in today.
Well, I'm 24 years old. So yeah. I've been here for 24 years. I'm
right here. Okay. Well, where were you for the 4 years of Trump? Because you seem to have made a mistake in what you just said here.
Well, I was right here. Illegal immigration did not go down for 3 years before COVID.
That's untrue.
That's a Republican lie.
That's untrue.
You're repeating that.
I want you to quantify what you just said, because we know for a fact, even the left media had to admit, that it was the lowest
legal
we've seen.
Legal immigration went
hey,
down.
Hey, Eric, here's a little fun not fact for you. I didn't say a word while you spoke. You realize that, right?
I apologize.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. So let's have this discussion. We know that immigration, those coming across the border illegally, was the lowest level we'd seen in 60 years under Trump. That's not hyperbole. That's not me making it up. So
that's
what you said?
COVID, though.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead. Do I have to put you on hold, or are you gonna let me speak? How's it gonna work?
Okay, but you need to give context.
I'm gonna go ahead and put you on hold. That wasn't because of COVID. It was happening before COVID. Title 42 was a COVID move that was actually put in place by Jimmy Carter back in the 70s. Do some research. That was to make sure we can protect American citizens if there's an illness that's happening. And yes, the pandemic, COVID, did help us to bolster and reinstate Title 42. Stay in Mexico had nothing to do with COVID. Stay in Mexico is where President Trump leveraged his power and authority with the Mexican president to say, you're going to keep them there or else we're going to put the military on the border. We're going to make it really bad for you. And if we don't do that, we'll actually make it so bad for you trade-wise that it's going to hurt your pocketbook and the people of your country will be upset. The guy in Mexico, the president of Mexico, said, absolutely, keep them in Mexico. And it made more sense, Eric, because those who were coming then, generally speaking, were coming from the Northern Triangle, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Those countries all speak Spanish. Mexico speaks Spanish. It made more sense. It was more like their culture, and they could speak and communicate better. Then they would come in and be adjudicated for their asylum claim. Between 80 and 90% were not given asylum and sent back to where they came from. We know that the wall works. 85% fewer came across illegally in San Diego when they built a wall there. So we know that that works. So there are policies that Trump put in place, that Republicans put in place, that actually work. So what you said in your entire beginning of your phone call was factually incorrect. Now I'm going to take you back on the line because you couldn't control yourself. And I'm happy to hear what you have to say, and I won't interrupt you. And if you want to ask me a question, make sure you give me a chance to answer the question. But what I just said is factually true, and I can back all of it up. Go ahead. You're back on.
Well, sure, Joe, but Title 42 only is applicable during a pandemic or
I said
a
that.
Country where there's a contagious disease.
I said
so
that.
So that's not a permanent solution.
I'll go ahead and put you on hold. Again, don't repeat what I just said. I said Title 42 was about the pandemic. It was already on the books, but it wasn't enacted. Jimmy Carter put it on the books, in fact, in the 70s. It was reenacted by the CDC and President Trump to stop people from coming across the border who we didn't know if they had COVID or not. That made sense. I gave you that one. I said, you're right. The pandemic is why we did Title 42. Now let's talk about stay in Mexico. Now let's talk about the border wall. And tell me what I got wrong in what I said about that, Eric. Go ahead. You're back on.
Well, stay in Mexico, I think, is for asylum seekers, which isn't a policy I agree with, by the way, and I disagreed with the Biden administration fighting to get rid of that. But
yeah.
Even with asylum, that's for asylum seekers, and our immigration system is broken for those asylum seekers who have to wait sometimes up to 4 years to get their claim heard. You said we don't need comprehensive immigration reform earlier.
Eric, I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to try to filibuster. It's not going to happen. So you just said that you agreed with stay in Mexico, but that was only for asylum seekers, and not everybody's an asylum seeker. Okay, well, if you're not an asylum seeker, then you have no right to come here illegally. There's a legal process. Go to the consulate in your country and then apply to come to America on a work visa, on a visitation visa. And then once you get here, get with an immigration lawyer that can help you do the proper channels and become an American either resident legally or citizen eventually. So what is it that we're disagreeing on? You called in and said a bunch of stuff that I've shot holes in. You're not counteracting. In fact, you agreed with Title 42. You agreed with stay in Mexico, although you have it wrong. Almost 100% of those who are coming here now are claiming asylum. So you're wrong about that one. But when it comes to those two things, you agree. What else do you have to say here? Of course, we don't need to fix immigration. Obviously, you don't know what the immigration laws are of this country from 1986 when Ronald Reagan agreed with the Democrats in Congress. I'll give citizenship, I'll give amnesty to these 3.6 million that are here illegally. All you have to do is make sure you close the border. The Democrats promised they would, and they passed laws for immigration that nobody's enforcing. Tell me what you disagree with me on, because so far, Eric, you've done really badly. Go ahead.
Well, I disagree that I've done badly, because you made a claim that Trump fixed the illegal immigration problem in this country, which is false. For the first 3 years, the illegal immigration was the same level that it was at the second term Obama's untrue. Second term.
That's untrue.
Trump didn't fix illegal immigration.
That's untrue.
We had a pandemic, and he was able to use Title 42.
I'm going to let you go. Eric, I'm going to let you go. You keep on talking about Title 42. I agreed with you on Title 42. I brought up stay in Mexico. You lied about it. You said that most aren't looking for asylum. Of course they are. 100% now are saying the word asylum when they come here. That's why stay in Mexico made sense. There are laws about our immigration system and the border. You don't know what they are, so you sound like a fool talking about it. I wanted to have a conversation with you, but unfortunately, like most people who disagree with me, you can't have a back and forth. You are repeating things that we agree about. You never told me what I got wrong, and saying that the illegal immigration, the numbers coming across were the same for the first 3 years of Trump as they were for Obama is a lie. Because, again, Trump had the lowest illegal crossings in 60 years. Obama's term was included in that 60 years. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you, Motown Monday. It takes two. Absolutely. Appreciate you stopping by. Look, I enjoy people calling in who disagree with me. You just have to be able to tell me how you disagree with me, and Eric wasn't able to do that. That's too bad, to be honest with you. It could have been a fun phone call, but he did what most people do when they want to argue with me. I'll shut up and let them lay out their entire thing, and then I'll say what I'm going to say. He's jumping in. He's jumping in. No. I'll put you on hold. I'll make sure people can hear what I'm going to say, and then he agreed with me more than he disagreed, although he agreed with me disagreeably, which was very strange. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let me tell you about stamps.com. Amazing. Stamps.com is getting it done. If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to be ready for the insane holiday season. Luckily, Stamps.com has everything you need to make your life a whole lot easier. It's a 24/7 post office that you can access from anywhere. No lines, no traffic, no hassle. Stamps.com is your one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been an indispensable partner for over a million businesses. Can you imagine that? A million businesses. I'm signed up for Stamps.com. You should be as well. It's a stress-free solution for every small business. Use Stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and a printer. And if you need a package picked up, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. You're going to save a bunch of money. You go there to stamps.com, that's stamps.com, he said. Switch and save feature. It's a new feature. You can really easily compare carriers, their rates, and save even more money. Go right now, stamps.com, and put in promo code PAGS. Save a bunch of money. Get a 4-week trial. Going to get free postage, a free digital scale. Don't worry about a contract or a commitment. Go to stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page. Put in code PAGS and make that happen right now. Quick break here. When we come back, Corinne Jean-Pierre cannot keep her story straight, and she actually disagrees with Jen Psaki on something, if you can believe it. Got that for you coming up, 888-941-7247. Go to the website if you want to watch the show, joepags.com. Click on Watch Now. Scroll down to the bottom to send an email or check out all the social media. Back after this.
Joe Pags.